Hey, it's Rob here. Welcome back. Another episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And I've said it a few times before, and I'll no doubt say it again in the future, but this may turn out to be the shortest episode in the history of the podcast to date. Sometimes when I say that, I end up going on for a lot longer than I plan to, but we'll see where this takes us. So yesterday, I talked about motivation and pain and pleasure and imaginal experiences and so on. And today, I want to follow up on that with, and again, it wasn't pre-planned. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, if you're tuning in regularly, you'll know that I don't plan these. I don't have any written script. I don't think about it in advance. All I do is imagine that I've recorded a podcast episode and I press record and off we go. So I hadn't planned a follow-up, but here's what sprung to mind just now is really in the form of a question that I want to ask you. Or a question that I want to ask you to ask yourself, which is how much or to what extent do you really want to create change in your life? You know, how badly or how goodly do you really want that change? Because as I said to someone the other day, it's fascinating how many people get into studying material, personal development material, with a view to bringing about a change in their life, but then don't apply any of it. Now, there's a good reason why so many people don't apply so much of the material that's out there, and that's because they're not supported to understand how to apply it. They're not really supported to understand what it is that drives their behavior. So they're told to do things like write out affirmations 100 times in the morning and 100 times at night and say affirmations in front of the mirror and all that stuff, all the mechanical stuff. And, you know, dare I say it, it's no wonder that people don't want to go through that process. It's no wonder that people would rather stay stuck than doing that kind of activity, because that's not what's required. And there will be people out there, plenty of them, who say, well, that's what creates the change. It's the writing out the affirmations, impressing your subconscious, and that's what creates the change. Well, impressing on your subconscious may well create the change, but it's not through writing out the affirmations. It's our imagination that's creating the change, whether we're conscious of it or not. But the point here is, and it's turning out not to be the shortest episode, the point here is, if you understand how simple it really is to create the shift in your life that you want through creating imaginal experiences, using your imagination the way it's designed to be used as a creative power to support you to get wherever you want, to support you to rediscover who you really are and the power within you to get what you want, then why aren't you doing what you know you need to do? Why are you delaying doing what you know you need to do? Why are you not sitting down and devoting 10 or 15 minutes three times a day to consciously creating, to steering your imagination in the right direction? Why are you allowing yourself to sit experiencing and being buffeted by and emotionally driven by what is versus what's wanted? And I ask that question because I don't know what the percentages are, but so many people say they want change, more money, riches, wealth of experience, bigger business, better business, happier life, to lose weight, be healthier and all the rest of it. And yet they won't put the creative power to work. And we are the operant power. It doesn't operate itself on its own. Our garden will run wild on its own quite readily, in so much as if you're a gardener, we can leave our gardens unattended. The weeds will grow quite happily on their own. growing flowers and cultivating a beautiful garden requires a little bit of maintenance. And it requires a lot more maintenance if we let the weeds settle in for a few weeks. Then we've got to get the weeds out again. But if we just adopt a daily practice, and it shouldn't feel like work. It should feel like play. It should feel like pleasure, because what it is we're getting to experience what we want now. We don't have to wait. What we want, we're wanting because we imagine that we're going to feel better for having it. Well, guess what? We can use our imagination to feel it like it's already here. That's the gold dust. That's the creative power at work. So my question to you is, well, if you're not doing it, but you know what you need to do, then why aren't you doing it? And as I said to somebody last week, perhaps it's because you're more attached to staying as you are. The discomfort that you associate with change is greater than the discomfort of staying as you are. And the problem we have, I believe, as human beings, is we're here for not that long. But we delude ourselves into thinking we've got plenty of time. But actually, life goes by pretty quick, and all we've got is today. All we've got is now. Life goes by pretty quickly. I spoke to a friend of mine the other day who's in their 70-something, late 70s, and he said, "Rob, where's it all gone? Where's life gone?" It's like gone by in a heartbeat. So we're not here to settle. You're not here to put stuff off, to procrastinate and delay. We're creative beings. We're here to create. If we're not creating, we're disintegrating. So, decide what you want, and if you don't know, make it up. So many people, "I don't know what I want, that's my problem, that's my problem." Well, keep telling yourself that story because you're creative in nature. Keep telling yourself that you don't know what you want, and you'll keep perpetuating that. So how about changing the story? Every day I'm getting clearer on what it is I do want. Get emotionally involved in that side of the equation rather than the other one. And in the absence of knowing what you want today, make it up, because I'm pretty sure you know what you don't want. But for God's sake, if you've got enough awareness as to what to do to deploy your imagination to start creating what you want, then do it today, do it now, do not delay. Number of people that sit with, and I was one of them, I'm not judging, I'm just seeking to impart or impress upon you how important it is that we don't sit with that underlying gnawing anxiety or that complacency around where we're at. Because shifting into a state of our wish fulfilled takes very little effort. So there you go. Ask yourself that question. And if you're rocking on and you're applying this wildly, then great. Ask yourself another question. See you on the next episode. Oh, by the way, I'm starting my last crass commercial here. Starting my last Mindset Mastery program of the year. We kick off beginning of December. We'll run through till, well, it's about 90 days, 12 weeks, whenever that is. If you'd like to join us, if you'd like to join me, reach out. Don't know how you contact me from the podcast. Not one for putting links and stuff below, but maybe I'll get to that one day. Rob at robertbegg.com, Rob with one B. Don't know why people insist on two B's with Rob, but they must have their reasons. If you want to create some change, if you want to really start motoring with your life, join us for that. See you on the next episode. Bye.